All right, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Budden, Marissa, go ahead.
Hold up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo,
billers.
The phone, man. Okay.
Your eyes for real, niggas who ain't no got no feelings.
Your eyes
feelings.
Open. I got this. Just watch my back. I got your front.
Check it out, man.
Anyway, I will name this podcast later. Episode, is this four?
Four.
Number I thought four. It was five.
No, but it's four.
I'm
so.
A bit disappointed now.
Why? Was five a good number for you?
Yeah, because we had got through a whole month.
Oh, well, this is the...
All right, so okay. It's our anniversary.
Our fourth anniversary?
We have been together for 1 month.
Oh, look at us. Yeah, doing anniversaries.
Let's not turn this into mushy time. I want to apologize in advance to the listeners because I sound like pure shit.
I mean, you sound congested. You don't sound completely awful, like I'm going to throw myself at the wall because I don't want to hear this. So,
well, I sound bad. I don't sound like my typical sexy, beautiful, lovely fucking self.
Yeah.
Rich Dollars called himself irresistible on Love & Hip Hop the other day.
Last night?
No, not last night, because this is coming out tomorrow.
Word.
You're really bad at this podcast thing. But anyway, that was a sidebar. So I want to apologize because I am a little under the weather because I was playing Monopoly on Sunday with my friends and then my ex called me and I said, hey, why don't you come over and we can work out and go to the gym in the morning? And she came over and then she said, hey, I just got over a cold last week, but I'm feeling so much better now. And then she shoved her fucking tongue in my mouth and now I feel like pure shit because she was full of shit and she was sick and now she ruined my fucking plan for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, well,
shout out to her.
Know that this is not Tahiri. So
how come every time I mention an ex, we have to get into guessing who this person
because
is?
Because I enjoy guessing your stuff because you're such a complex person. And anyway, so to put the puzzle together, we know it's not Tahiri because Tahiri cannot work out because she has back issues per her Instagram.
Well,
so.
Per her coming to my house yesterday to tell me that she had back issues and that she wants a baby.
That was her? Wait, what?
See, now you have no idea. Now you have no idea what's going on. See, yeah. don't ever try to guess my fucking life, all right?
I'm going to find out anyway, so.
Yeah, yesterday was X day.
Ooh.
Well, actually, it's kind of been like X week.
Has it? So this is the second one?
Get out of my business, my nigga.
I'm supposed to be in your business.
No, you're not. You're supposed to co-host and be the side chair.
I am.
And per a couple of tweeters. They're waiting on your fucking exit out of here. They've had enough
yeah,
of you.
This one guy's like, maybe because I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, I never heard a girl talk like her. Like, what the fuck? I don't want to be friends with somebody from Omaha, Nebraska. Like, go read a book or go do something.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you just, first of all, Marissa Mendez speaks for Marissa Mendez and not Joe Budden.
I didn't say I spoke for you.
I didn't speak down on you. I need the listeners to know that.
Or never heard of you.
I love Omaha, Nebraska. And
oh, shout out
all
to Omaha.
The people from there. How do you just fucking dismiss an entire fucking space based off one person?
Well, he's representative of the people that don't get out of their house much in Omaha. So if you don't get out of your house and you don't understand a girl that talks freely, then you're fucking weird.
Yeah, but you can be that without being from Omaha, Nebraska.
Very true.
So let's not just...
I was generalizing. That wasn't very nice of me.
Let's not make generalizations
mm-hmm.
that way.
That's not nice.
So yeah, it's been like X week, and not that I intended on speaking about any of this stuff, but now that we are, I find it interesting when... Well, actually, women think that I'm weird because I speak to my exes. Do you speak to your exes?
No, I have him blocked.
Well, let's not just say that like you only have one ex.
Okay. Matter of fact, you're absolutely right. I hung out with my ex from college. I hung out with him last weekend in a group setting.
Because Tahiri did that too when I asked her how many exes she had. And she told me three. And I was like, my nigga, you have sucked way more dick than fucking three people. Knock it off. I love where her and my relationship is at the moment, by the way. We just fucking diss each other and we love each other. And it's friendly and it's no courting and trying to get together. We're like really funny when we're this way. This is what should have been televised. But off of that, yeah, women think I'm weird because I speak to my exes. And I think women are weird when they don't speak to their exes.
Well, I think that it's really tough in the beginning as there's still feelings involved. But I can see it definitely being something normal down the road once you guys get past the emotions of it.
Because no, not you guys. It's typically the women. Women always carry over the emotions. And, oh, I cannot speak to you right now. We cannot be friends. We can't do shit. I have feelings. I have to get over you. All of this fuckity fuck shit.
No, I think guys can be very emotional too. Women break up with men as well.
Yeah.
Just because you're the one that does a lot of the breaking up because
yeah,
you're
I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know if women break up with men so much.
They absolutely do.
I'm going to always stand for men, by the way.
You are, and I'm always going to stand up for my ladies. Hey.
What a fucking fag. What a jerk.
I'm never talking like that again.
Yeah,
that was
please.
Gay.
That's why people want you off this podcast right
no,
now.
No, everybody loves me. Actually, this weekend I was recognized at BBQs. Someone tweeted me and was like, well, that doesn't mean it's from the podcast, but maybe. And I was actually with my good friend, I Am Sue. And yeah, they didn't recognize him, but they recognized me.
What makes you think that any of this is compelling for the listeners? See, this is
why
people
care
want
because
you to,
they need to know
this
that
is
I'm
why
known.
People want you to fuck at. We spent the whole second episode of you explaining.
Are we going back
known.
To my second episode again?
No, we're getting off of all of this bullshit that you're talking about. Anyway, so you just ruined my great segue. Have you seen the movie 50 Shades of Grey?
I have
no,
not.
You haven't.
Because
I knew that you didn't see that movie for some strange reason.
Because we talked about it last week. That's why.
Did we?
We did.
What did we say about it?
That I didn't see it because it's about some weird kinky sex shit that I have no desire to see in theaters or read about.
I think you didn't see it because you don't have a bae to go see it with. Mm. That's what I think. I think if you had a bae, and I hate the word bae, but I think if you had a bae, you would probably go see it.
I think that I can possibly agree with because I wouldn't go see it with my girls.
That I had, well, even though women are going out in droves to see this movie made over $500 million thus far and has become a part of pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
I had absolutely zero desire to see this movie. However, I have several theories about women, about the opposite sex, and I thought that going to see this movie would give me some more insight on the female brain and how it functions.
Hmm.
Because that is my mission and my goal before I die is to understand women and how you guys are wired because y'all are fucking nuts.
Says the nut. But go on.
Am I nuts?
You're fucking apeshit crazy bipolar. But
you called me bipolar before this podcast started.
I did.
And then I said, let's save it for the podcast.
Yep.
Because I thought it might be an interesting conversation.
It definitely, you're...
What is bipolar? Well, let's define bipolar.
It's a mental disorder that...
I'm not going to go by your definition. I'm going to look it up while you
yeah,
talk.
It's somebody that just has an imbalance, and sometimes they're hot and sometimes they're cold.
So that sounds like everybody to me.
No, but some people have it way worse than others. Bipolar. Some people could just be temperamental, and some people can literally have an imbalance of chemicals and need some
Well, here is
for
my
it.
Dictionary app that I have on
okay.
my phone.
Don't give us a... Is it, it's not a medical definition, though, is it? Like, will it...
Bipolar. Having two poles.
Are you kidding me? That's what it says?
No, it literally says that. Number one, right there, having two
wow.
poles.
Wow. Well.
As the Earth. Of relating to or found at both polar regions, characterized by opposite extremes as two conflicting political philosophies.
That's you, but in a human form.
So I am characterized by two different extremes.
Yes, because...
I still think that's applicable to humans, period.
No, some people, as I said, have it a lot more extreme than others, and you can get extremely hot at times and get kind of crazy.
In the summer.
Oh, you're so funny. I also think you're, you have something else that, like, plays into it. It's not narcissistic. It's something else.
Oh, no one has ever called me narcissistic.
Yeah, it's not Ew. That. It's something else, and...
So it's something else that you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the word
you
for
can't
it.
You can't articulate... Well, articulate it without the word. Let's hear it.
Because you always think you're right, but that's going to sound like it's not a mental thing. It's a thing. I can't even... I'm not a fucking doctor. This is why I'm a blogger and I didn't go to medical school.
Not that you're so knowledgeable to be a blogger either, by the way.
Oh, please. I am a phenomenal blogger.
That gets into my issues with bloggers that blog about hip-hop that know absolutely nothing about hip-hop. But I do want to introduce a segment... to prove how little hip-hop Marissa knows.
What?
But we can discuss that
What do you wait?
Later on. No, we're speeding. We're going all over the place here. And that's how you got in a car accident before you got here, which made you over an hour late. And I was just sitting here sick.
I was actually driving at like 5 miles an hour and the car hit me. So.
You should never be driving at 5 miles per hour.
I'm in traffic in Manhattan.
On a New York street. What street was it?
8th Avenue.
Nah.
At 24th Street. It was, you look at the app. Nah, it's all red dots.
No need. I don't really care about
all red traffic dots.
Listen, more importantly, forget about the technical definition. What exactly makes me bipolar?
You're just fucking crazy. Like, sometimes you could be in a great mood. You don't know what mood you're going to catch you at, but it's a lot more extreme than someone else. Whereas I'm a little moody sometimes, and sometimes I'm a little happy. But when you're one way, it's like really angry, or you're like really happy, and it just kind of switches. And
so are you calling all moody people bipolar?
No, because moody is not bipolar. You're like really clinically fucking nuts.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. I can't articulate it.
I know a few rappers that are clinically, you know,
cuckoo.
I won't say cuckoo. I'll say bipolar.
You carry yourself very well though, and you know how to
hide that I'm bipolar.
Yeah, the same way that you and I both are very good with. We're very social introverts. We handle that well. It's kind of like the same thing. It's because you're really smart, and you're well spoken.
So that hides my bipolarness.
Polarity?
Shut the fuck up,
Marissa. Yeah, you should. Nope.
Anyway, now that you just got me off on a fucking tangent, I don't remember. And that's another reason why these tweeters want you to fuck off this podcast.
Nope, they love
me. But 50 Shades.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk to you about it because you haven't seen it.
Yeah, but I can. I know what it's about.
But I can talk to the people that did see it. Fellas out there. 50 Shades. Enlightened me in quite a few areas.
Who did you go with?
An ex of mine.
Okay.
She also had not seen the movie.
That works out.
Because she's Bayless. I don't know if I can call her Bayless because she just had a bay and she deaded him. This is like 2 weeks ago.
They'll definitely start texting again soon. It's not over.
But is that Bayless?
For now. She has nothing right now, so yes.
Can I be, and no, we didn't have sex, but can I be considered, would I be rebound dick, even though I was there before the shot?
Ooh, good question.
That's a good question.
I maybe
could.
Temporarily?
I think I could. I think that's still rebound dick.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it is, but were they rebound from you?
Listen.
Is she just bouncing all over the court?
If you're asking, no, she's not bouncing all over the court. She's a great girl. Shout out to her. Well, if you're asking me, all the men after me are rebounds.
Are rebounds.
I mean, that's
even
my take.
After.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Well, fine.
But anyway, she's Bayless, so we went to go see 50 Shades, and we shared popcorn.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't even like popcorn. It wasn't even the greatest popcorn. It lacked salt. It wasn't good at all.
Did you put butter on it?
Yeah, but I didn't add salt. And she paid for the popcorn.
Ooh, clutch.
She's special.
Did you pay for the movie?
Yes.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I paid for the movie. Yeah. Well, not half. The movie costs more.
Than popcorn, I would
say. Yeah, but even though movie popcorn is very expensive. But that's neither here nor there. We went to see the movie, and I'm of the belief that... Oh, and spoiler alert for the people that didn't see this movie. I'm of the belief that if this gentleman were not a gabillionaire... He would have restraining orders put against him.
I saw someone say that
once. He would be in jail. He would be arrested. And nothing about his demeanor would come off as sexy and attractive.
Is he that sex crazed?
Well, he did a few things in this movie to prove me correct. The chick walked in her house. He was there. Like... My nigga, why are you in this girl's house? Why are you just in? How do you even know where this girl lives? Number one. Number two. Why do you feel that you are at liberty to just be in somebody's house when they walk in? She was shocked, didn't know he was there, but he's a billionaire, so that's okay.
Shit, I wish I could walk in my house and a billionaire would be there.
What a hoe. there was another instance where she went to the club with her girlfriend. She got drunk. She drunk called the guy. The club was far, and the guy just popped up at the club to save her. And then at the end of that sequence, She walked outside the club. Her ex, bae, was standing there trying to see what was really good with that drunk box. And the billionaire comes out of nowhere, punches the guy in the face, and takes the girl to his house.
Fucking swag.
Geeked. He would be, no, you wouldn't be geeked if you were at the club with all of your fucking crew. Your ex popped up, started punching your bae in the fucking face, and then took you home to his house. If he wasn't a billionaire, you would not be geeked. You would be afraid, and you would call the police.
Valid.
Let's see. Then he didn't want to be touched.
What?
Yeah, she couldn't touch him. He had like a lot of weird sex rules. She couldn't touch him. She had to sleep in a different bed. She could never sleep with him.
So how do they have sex?
He was popping up at her fucking job.
Oh, that's...
All of this stuff is real stalkerish and would not fly in the real world.
Did she love it, though, in the movie?
Yeah, she... Of course she fucking loved it. He's like a billionaire.
I guess, but...
Just like you just said, you would love it from a billionaire.
If he was in my house.
Money
but...
raises acceptance and tolerance.
100%.
From women.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's definitely shit that we would put up with. Unfortunately, although I wouldn't want to admit it, we definitely would. But there's, it's like give and take in any relationship. Like,
are you about to rationalize this? Go
no,
on, let's give it a shot. Let's hear it.
I'm saying if there's a guy that you're dating and, okay, how am I supposed trying to say this? Not every person is going to have every quality that you're looking for in a guy, right? You're never going to find 100% of, like, on paper, everything you ever looked for in a person. But if they overcompensate in one area or are really well in one area and they're kind of lacking in another, it makes up for it. So if they're...
This is going bad already.
No.
I'm about to tear you apart.
No, so it's like...
I hope you end this well.
If they... I'm sucking at this. I don't know how to verbalize it. Like, if they don't necessarily have a lot of money, maybe they're just really, like, attentive and they help a lot around the house and they do all this other shit. And so you can put up with that one aspect of them not having a lot of money because they do all these other shit. If they have a lot of money and you... they're taking care of house and home and all this other shit, then maybe you could put up with the fact that they don't spend a lot of time with you and stuff, but a bum dude that you're dating, you wouldn't put up with that from him because he has nothing fucking better to do.
You just went from one extreme to another.
No, it's like give and take, though.
Does that make you bipolar?
Goodbye. But it's give and take. So because of the circumstances, you're going to accept different things. And then I know women that deal with men that are in the entertainment industry and artists and things like
that. Marty, let's call a fucking spade a spade. Let's stop dancing around here. If a guy has a shitload of money.
Mm-hmm. I've never dealt with one, so. But go ahead.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you have.
Yep. Okay, go.
Oh, that was a secret?
Mm, just keep going.
All right. If a guy has a shitload of money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could use you as an example. No, we won't. if a guy has a shitload of money, you and is totally lacking in every other area that you are normally attracted to and normally require for other men to have, yet mm-hmm. you still deal with said man. Isn't that you just dealing with the man because he has a lot of money?
For sure, but
so it's not that? Give or fucking take. What do you mean, who doesn't? I don't believe that you're, I don't believe that morals and characteristics and qualities that you are attracted to should waver, especially based on finances. And once that happens, I mean, maybe there's different levels to ho shit. That's ho shit.
Yeah, that I do define as ho shit. Like a woman that
so about 80% of women today are on some ho shit.
I would agree. Yeah. Hey, Corey or someone, can you guys get Rosenberg at the door?
That's horrible.
Yeah. No, but I definitely think that's what defines a hoe. When a woman is having sex and kind of just doing it for her own self and she's enjoying or whatever, or she's dating guys just purely because she enjoys their company or she's just having fun, that's just the woman's preference. When you're doing it for a come up or a financial gain or a look, that's what I believe defines a hoe.
Which would cover about 75, 80% of women
for sure.
Today in a certain demographic.
I completely. All these Instagram chicks and stuff. I mean, I'm not, I don't want to categorize all of them, but nah, a lot of them
let's
are
categorize all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, number one, let's address a few things. What I hear a lot of women say today is, and these are women that have dated men with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I hear them say, well, no, I make my own shit. I do for me. It ain't about that. Let's throw that one right out the window, number one. Yep, you're still a hoe.
Yeah.
Or, no, let me not call you a hoe. That's still hoe shit. Just because you make your own money and you do for yourself doesn't mean that you are not dating someone for the look or for the perks that comes with dating said person.
But on the contrary, let's not negate the fact, is that the word? That
yes,
just because they have money or they have fame doesn't mean that they can't be a person that someone would like. Like for you, for example, aside from your craziness, you're a very good looking guy.
Oh, that's different.
No,
that's different.
How?
And my friend Ish says this all the time. Men like, let's go with, oh, he says Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Iverson, a lot of you young people don't know, but Allen Iverson was like the fucking
I was
man.
Around for his
and I mean
manness.
Off, and I mean off the basketball court.
For sure. Like, I was around for AI Fever.
He was, yeah, but you're 27.
Yeah, that was when I was like in middle school, high school. They loved him. They all had the jerseys.
Yeah. I've been subject to being the guy to that was in the club trying to get a girl when Allen Iverson was there. Let me tell you, no fun experience. But guys like Allen Iverson made it all right for women to be shitballs because he was very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So all of your ulterior motives could be covert because this man was attractive. And you could say, I'm dealing with him because he is that attractive.
Right.
Cool, smooth, funny, whatever may have you. But he was an attractive guy. So using me as a bad example because I'm a fairly attractive man.
Yeah, you are.
So
very personable.
Yeah, so a girl could be a hoe. And she can deal with me, and outsiders would look at that as, well, he is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with some of the more maybe not as attractive men. And that's why I say women, and I tweeted this before, and I got a lot of backlash, but do I ever care about backlash? No.
Nope.
I say women who have not one similarity amongst the men that she has dealt with scare me to death. That's very scary to me.
Is it? Because a lot of times opposites attract.
I think that's total bullshit that opposites attract.
I don't think so. Me and Smoke, there was nothing that was really similar too much. And I wasn't dating him for any reason. Music maybe because he DJed.
Music. You guys were both kind of introverts.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, I could see there were similarities there that
okay.
I could see.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But the girls that just, yeah, there's just nothing in common with all of the people that you have dealt with or been with or slept with. That is like Nightmare on Elm Street for me. It scares me to death. Which leads me to another conversation that I had with my good friend Ish. Had we known that social media would take over the way that it has, and had we known the effect that it would have, let's say 15 years ago. I believe that plenty of men out there would have picked a wife early in the game and just ran with it. We'd have just rolled. Because, it's very difficult to do so now. Oh, you slim pickings out there now, fellas.
Because of the fact that you can kind of check her whole history and all that shit?
Because it's because of the generation that we are in. And I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of variables, but I mean, you throw in the fact that everyone is accessible. Let's stop right there for a second. Everyone being accessible.
It's crazy.
I also said to my good friend Ish.
Shout out to Ish.
You can't call a girl a hoe because she fucked Drake, Trey, and
Wayne.
I don't want to say Wayne.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
You can't call a girl a hoe just because she fucked Drake and Trey. And Chris Brown.
I was going to say Breezy. I agree with you, but I'd like to know your answer first. Why? Your reasoning, rather.
Because if you're a girl,
mm-hmm.
here are three attractive men,
mm-hmm.
all of whom are extremely successful.
Yeah, and talented as well, which is very
all
attractive.
Of whom are very talented, all of whom are very popular, and for some reason that is a prerequisite today for women. Women like popular guys that all the bitches want until they get them, and then they want all the bitches not to want that guy.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, I don't understand you guys. I really don't. I really am trying. Yeah, all of you guys are mental.
It's like the chase.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take, yeah, you have Trey Songz. The guy says that he invented sex.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, curiosity at some point will get the best of you.
Absolutely. I've never had sex with Trey Songz.
You will eventually want to fuck Trey Songz. And then don't meet him and he be polite and he be mannerable and he be funny and he be charming and he be all of these
things. Yeah,
yeah, and he be all of those things.
Make your friends feel cool, you feel cute.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to be VIP in the club.
Mm-hmm, giving you drinks, yeah, making sure you're good.
You won't ever pay for anything. Now, some of that stuff sounds like, yeah, VIP in the club, like, why would you fuck a nigga because of that? But if you check where some of these women are coming from, like, this is what I enjoy doing on Instagram. I'll give this away, a little snapple fact. And sidebar, this podcast might be my favorite one thus far.
Okay.
Just as we're going. But I don't know. I have to listen back. But this is what I like to do. I like to go on Instagram. And I like to look at all of the Instagram honeys mm-hmm. pictures that they post.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to inspect the background.
The background, see their living conditions and things of that nature.
The background tells me so much mm-hmm. about these hoes that people lust over. This one girl, she had about 6-7 thirst traps in a hallway that was the size of, now I don't even think I have a closet in my house that is as small as this hallway was.
You have pretty big closets, though, just for the record.
Well, I said I don't think I have a closet in my house that is. But I mean, then the floors were the project hardwood.
Oh, you could tell like the grainy,
yeah,
like the
you
icky.
Could tell when it's you could tell when it's project shit. And
yes,
these
you
bitches
can.
Just. And here's another sidebar. I don't understand. I've met at least 4 women in the past however many months that can just sit on Instagram for hours. I don't get it.
Yeah, they don't do shit.
It baffles my mind. How can you just stare at pictures for 4 fucking hours?
Wait, to the point, though, of your background, on the other side of the project side is if they're consistently in hotels is always an interesting thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or in a really nice home when you know they don't really work.
Oh, yeah, she's hoeing. She's exactly. hoeing. She's hoeing. Like, so people give off information about themselves unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
So when you factor that in and you meet a Drake or a Trey Songz and he hits you and he says, send me your date of birth and your full name, and he's going to fly you to wherever you want to fly to, and you're going to be treated like a fucking queen for all of 44 hours, maybe, if you're lucky. You're going to fuck him.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not going to judge you.
I agree with you.
And that is the case for about 80% of hoes.
And well, again,
in a certain
though,
age demographic, again, I'm certainly not generalizing and speaking about all women, but
right.
I'm speaking about the social media babies, the ones that seem to be being raised in this era.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're gonna fuck them. You are.
I see it, but again, I don't think they're necessarily a hoe, depending on their.
See, I started this by saying I can't call that girl
for
a
sure.
hoe.
For sure. It just depends, though, what their intentions were. It might be aside from that. Like maybe, oh, I can make a come up, or I could be on media takeout as Drake's next girlfriend.
Wait,
and then I'm going to book gigs. Da 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 da. Girls think like that. They absolutely
Ooh.
Do. Women, these Instagram models, or let me say wannabe Instagram models, because a lot of the older ones that are actually doing it, like they. Don't really move their mind like that. But there's young girls that are fucking aspiring to be on MTO and fucking these blogs painted like with the rumors of being such and such as girl. Like they'll literally get their life off of that. It's sad because that, like, as you said, you know, everybody wants the popular guy. That's what it is. They want to be popular too from that.
I'm so glad that I'm not from this generation.
It's really
crazy.
That
is very scary to me if those are someone's aspirations. I do be wanting to know what people's objective is.
Sometimes that's like literally it. And then it's like, well, what's your goal beyond that? Host parties and then I'm going to be popping. Like that's...
Well, let me be the first to let you aspiring party hosts in on a little tidbit of information. This is my first point. That game is a bit watered down at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some women out here that shall remain anonymous, even though I do know their identities. but you have some women out here who are hosting parties for $250.
And a bottle.
And a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Which ruins it for some of the other people who may have some, who may actually have enough notoriety to host a party, who should be charging anywhere from $2,500, $3,000, $3,500 and up.
Mm-hmm.
But why would I do that when I could go book 5 Instagram hoes at $200 a pop for fucking $1,000?
We're going to be mad excited about it and tweet about it all day. Oh, give them so much promo.
Yeah, and that's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to be that.
Yep. And their party will be packed the same way it would have been if they paid $1 billion for the other next person. And another thing to you aspiring party hosts, it doesn't last very long, especially if you can't keep your 15 minutes of fame going. So what's your plan beyond that?
Yeah, the 15 minutes is shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like 6 minutes now.
6.5, depending on what kind of wave you catch.
And the sad part about this, which leads me to my other point here, is that you have hardworking women with all the integrity in the universe who live very normal 9-to-5-ish lives, who are very hardworking and who are very devoted and dedicated and, you know, just great people. Unfortunately for them, you see these Instagram hoes and they're Instagramming their $5,000 bag.
And their Louboutin.
And they're Instagramming their lubes. And they're Instagramming their trips. And they're Instagramming everything because they're attention starved and they need to Instagram everything. And they get a little jealous.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And they feel like, well, why the fuck am I working this hard when I could do that?
Yep.
And that's how new Instagram hoes are born.
See, my good friend, she has a great job, works 9-to-5, makes a nice salary. And last week she asked me if I would mind if she posed for Cake magazine. I was like, what?
First of all.
No, I don't even know what that is.
What is
no,
Cake?
Exactly. I'm like, I've never heard of that. And that's the first reason I tell you no. And then every other reason is absolutely fucking not. She's like, she's great. She lives a regular, quiet little life. Has her place, has her car, all these things, went to school, and now she wants to pose in Cake magazine.
And those are her aspirations.
Oh, my dear.
Cake magazine.
Right. I was like, at least aim a little higher.
All right, straight stunting right there.
I know Slays, Hot 97 fam.
I thought Peter was here.
He is. He's right there, not even paying attention to us.
Pete, you're not. What is the point of you producing on this show? I'm starting to feel like I can do this without you.
You come here.
What has he done? What has he contributed thus far?
I'm talking to Corey.
Oh, what are you guys talking about?
Who gives a fuck what they're talking? The show is happening right now. You can talk to fucking Corey at any point in time during the week or after this show. Are you producing or are you not?
Ooh.
You know what? I like this pressure.
Because if you're not going to uphold your fucking end of the fucking bargain here, then I don't need to see Rosenberg Radio at the bottom of the fucking podcast list every fucking week.
When are you getting to the new exciting features that I helped work on with you today?
That you helped work on?
Yes, my ideas that helped foster more ideas.
Yeah.
I don't think that he helped work on anything.
I don't know. Remember, last
week after the show, Peter said, hey, you guys should implement a few features. And then I said,
I can't hear myself.
How about this? And then Pete said, oh, that's wonderful. And then I didn't speak to Pete all week long. And then today he hit me and said, hey, did you implement that? And I said, yeah. And that was the end of that.
No, don't
come on the fucking podcast and like you've done this amazing job.
No. First of all, you said, you're like, well, and you said a sentence and I stopped you and I went, yes, that's it. That's brilliant. That's a segment.
Let's get on to something a bit more important now that I have you here. I've been following Combat Jack's tweets.
Hold on. Can anyone hear me? Okay, I can't hear myself now. Go ahead.
Well, no. Let's rewind a bit and add some backstory. Last week, when Peter was implementing all these wonderful features to the podcast, quote unquote, my two hands doing the quote unquote thing, Peter said to me and Corey, he said, hey, I went to the UK and I did an interview and I fucking let everybody have it. And I said, way to go, Pete. Good for you.
Thank you.
And then I was laying on my couch writing a rhyme.
Such a rapper, you.
Yeah, that's all I fucking do. And my output has been fucking horrible, but we'll get into that later. Oh, no, we won't. I don't want to ever get into that. And I was laying on my couch and I was writing a rhyme and I was scrolling through Twitter. And I saw the headline, Peter Rosenberg fucking lets everyone have it during a UK interview. And I said, oh, I'm going to click it. Yep, they got me. They got
yes. They clickbait. Got, clickbait. Yep,
they got me with the fucking bum ass headline. And I hate when that happens.
Yeah,
I try to avoid it.
I come from like the land of that unflexing trust.
I try to avoid it at all costs. But they got me and I clicked on it and I read the entire interview. And maybe it's just me. At the end of it, I went, well, that wasn't that bad at all. I didn't think it was I didn't think you blasted anyone.
Yeah, it was a sensible blasting. It wasn't like a reckless, but for me, I don't generally open up about those things that I'm like personally kind of bitter about, but I did.
Well, I know, because I follow Combat Jack.
What's he saying? Am I getting sublims right and left?
Who I love, by the way. Let me preface this. I don't want anyone to think that because the bottom of my podcast is Rosenberg Radio, that I am in any way aligned with him.
These views I represent.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about
it. You're not part of Team Rosenberg.
Yeah, I love Combat Jack, Charlamagne. I love everyone that he hates, by the way. So, Combat Jack has been retweeting a lot of the people blasting you, like right up. How come Rosenberg doesn't say that shit in New York, that fucking pussy-ass nigga? Like, a bunch of that type of shit. I love it all because I'm petty next door. It's great. So at some point, you may want to address all your issues. But you're pretty known for just starting shit up, now that I think about it.
Well, listen, if you want to ask me, there's nothing I won't say. But I was fairly sensible. And honestly, I've said those things before. And I am not the pussy for saying what I said. I said what I said.
Yeah, but you said in UK.
What does it matter? An interview is an interview.
No, and that's where our views go totally left.
I mean, it still goes on the internet.
Think I thought it was going to be hidden? It's not 1992.
If I call you a pussy-ass nigga from Mars and I do it on your block, they're not the same.
Yeah, but no one does anything on anyone's... This is the internet. No one's suggesting I should have shown up to... I've called him. I've called him on the phone and said, hey, why did you do blank? I didn't like that. And we've had dialogues about it. I'm not going to be more... I don't hate him. I'm not going to be more aggressive than
and
that.
And that's the part where I get a bit confused. And not that I want to even delve this deep
into... Yes, you do!
Not really, because I don't think this is so... compelling for my listeners.
Yeah, because I'm already over it.
And the Joe Budden podcast is has a bit more substance.
Yes.
We're not you Juan Epstein guys over there. we're talking about real shit over here, okay? But I will say, if you guys can exhaust the energy to get on the phone and express your discontent for one another, then you being a podcast pioneer... And him being someone who is revered in the podcast world, why not just make peace? You're both adults. I don't get how adults who articulate themselves well and who are as intelligent as you guys are beef. Like, where is the beef?
Is it really
you guys? Well, it's no, it's not beef, because beef is when you fucking are waiting by somebody's mom house, when waiting under somebody's car, and fucking beef is when you got to circle the block a few times and not take your own route home. That's beef, and a lot of you listeners may not know about that. But
I certainly don't know about that.
Tension is the word I like to use.
Well, it's like friendly competition now.
No, okay, I'll give you a 30-second version.
Yeah, but it makes it compelling, though.
Okay, so the bottom line is, the reason I said what I said and got annoyed is because I've done that with this guy 10 times, and there's always some little shit that gets said again. Whether it's him retweeting an article that says horrible things about me, whether it's his co-host randomly sending anti-Jewish jabs at me, there's always some fucking shit. When we talk, it's like whether he has to go to the Breakfast Club and say, why are these guys disrespecting Chuck D, as if he doesn't know me. There's like a series of things where you're always jabby, jab, 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 jab.
Oh, wait a
minute.
That's
why I let go a little bit when I got asked about it.
By the way, what did you say? Little backstory for the listeners that have no fucking idea what we're talking about here.
Good job, Marissa. I basically said that, I mean, I kind of went all over the place, but I was like, A, no one's fucking with me on a podcast level, first of all.
Second of all,
it doesn't matter if you big up Juan Epstein and say it's a historical great podcast. If you fucking say slick shit all the time, maybe they're mad that I'm on the radio and I do this for a living. My podcast is a hobby. They do it for a living.
Oh, yeah, he said that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, listen, there's obvious, and I said the reason I say all this is to say, what is it that makes them tight at me for no reason? Because Reggie, of all people, should respect my contributions and not try to be a dickhead to me slickly. There's no need. Him and I see the culture in very similar ways. So why is there always some little shit? I find it unnecessary.
Wait, which Reggie?
Combat Jack.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh,
see,
first of all, that's disrespectful.
People call him. It's his name, says it on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I feel weird when I call him Jack and it's not his real name.
And let me just tell you, that explanation was much longer than 30 seconds.
Sorry. Yeah.
I don't care about that beef.
But I wasn't.
Not beef!
I know, kidding.
But you did say something about Chuck D, didn't you?
Yeah, that's old, though.
Yeah, that's way old and way overstated. And I talked to Chuck a million times since then, but no one really knew about it.
Yeah, but were you wrong about it?
My approach was
wrong. There you go. Because, I mean, I don't remember the particulars of that, but I do remember.
That's the point. But you remember that I said some shit that was out of pocket about Chuck D. And that's the lesson learned, is that you don't approach people who people hold in a reverence like that in a way that's out of pocket.
Yeah.
So that was I did learn a lesson on that.
And you dissed my queen, Nicki Minaj. It's like, no.
All right, I don't want to get into all of Peter Rosenberg's share in.
Anyway, let's get into a segment. I'm very interested in this random as how much hip-hop Marissa doesn't know.
I love it.
I know shit.
What do you know?
I know that.
How far back did that? And actually, Peter's bullshit beefs just led to, and that was a great segue to all the hip hop that you don't know.
Yeah, I know enough.
Oh, tell us.
I don't. What do you want?
In 1999.
No, I'm just kidding. So I don't know.
Give me the first hip hop album you ever purchased.
The first hip hop album I ever purchased.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Slim Shady LP.
Oh yeah, all right. I'm done with you.
Why?
I'm done already. That came out. That was last year.
You are now.
What?
Like the same as 40 million white people across the country.
I'm saying I had to start slow. And I really loved My Name Is. And I got that. And then it went from there.
Give me the first hip hop song you ever danced to in a club.
Well, I had to be a grown up to go to the club.
Give me the first hip hop song you ever danced to in your fucking life. How about that?
I remember enjoying watching More Money, More Problems music video on the box when I was a kid at my grandma's house. So, there's that.
I have so many questions for you.
What?
I do. I mean, this just, is proving my theory and Marissa's theory that I always have to be right. But I just do be right a lot of times. Oh, shit. I think I ate the Neil's bar by mistake.
It's actually on your mustache, and it looks like you drank milk, and I'm like...
Well, it's supposed to be on my mustache, but I don't know. I've got these fucking cuts. I've got these cuts on my upper lip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you guys where it came from, but I'm embarrassed. It's not herpes, so let's not get alarmed here.
Yeah, I don't think you would have even mentioned it if you thought it was, so.
I probably would.
Okay.
Well. If I had herpes, I really wouldn't care about disclosing said information.
Okay.
Not like I'm really knocking them down out here now. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not going to get into where it came from because it's really embarrassing.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it then. My dad just texted me to ask me who was Aloe Black. What?
All right, let's hear about more of Marissa's text.
No,
but you haven't fucked him, have you?
Who? Aloe? I don't even know who that is.
Just making sure.
You don't know who Aloe Black is?
No, I mean, I've heard the name, but I couldn't tell you what he sang or rapped or did anything.
And not like you've never fucked somebody who you didn't know who they were.
And I'm,
that's happened before
I'm
in life.
I'm assuming that this guy is maybe on like Howard Stern or something that my dad listens to. He likes to act like he knows rap when there's rap guests on Howard Stern.
He's not a rapper, by the way.
What does he do? He's a singer?
Yes.
Is it Christian?
Huh?
I don't know why.
Why do I have to know his religion?
No, I'm saying, Christian hip hop?
No.
Oh, I don't know why I thought that maybe. Aloe Black. Yeah, I have no idea.
Anyway, all for you for a minute. Shout out to Aloe Black, by the way. No, we won't get into your hip hop segment. But so last week when Peter came and fucking thought he came up with a great idea, he's trying to fucking commercialize my podcast is what he's trying to do. He's trying to make it all fucking Juan Epstein-y, and I won't allow it. But he did have a few good ideas, and one of them were, why don't we implement a few features?
Mm-hmm.
And Peter said, hey guys, why don't you guys go away and take some time and come up with some features that might be pretty good? And I said, oh, how about we do I think it might be over for. And he said, what, like a feature? And I said, yeah. He said, did you just think of that? I said, yeah. He said, yo, you are greater than Juan and Epstein. You are fucking fantabulous and amazing.
That's exactly what he said. I was there.
Yep.
I watched it happen.
I love shitting on Juan Epstein. But anyway.
We're honored by it.
Hey,
you should be.
Wait a minute. Don't flip around my... Hey, don't reverse psychology my fucking disses. Anyway, so we have this great feature that I think it might be over for.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I really need to explain this at all. Well, this is about people that we think it might be over for.
Wow, you don't say.
Yeah, it is.
You guessed it.
Yep, it is. You did. You guessed it. You did. So, Marty the body.
That is me.
It's really not. Your body is so...
It's amazing. Whack. And someone just told me on Instagram they want to eat my butt.
Why do we have to hear these
things?
Because
I just wanted to
we
add that.
We don't care.
Ooh.
Are you going to put your phone down during this podcast? You're already over an hour late.
Okay. Nope. I got hit by a car. A van. Exactly.
Did you die? clearly no. So why do we get to use that as an excuse?
Alrighty then. Anywho.
Who do you think it might be over for?
McConan. Or is it I Love McConan? Whatever his name is, I think it's a Rizzy.
McConan.
I think he caught the ill wave with Tuesday.
McConan is the fat guy
that
right?
goes up on Tuesdays.
Who is gay, right?
No, he's not gay. At least not admittedly.
He's gay.
But he did go to hair school.
Okay. All right, McConan's definitely gay.
You can't speculate on someone's sexuality.
No, I'm not speculating.
Allegedly.
Oh, he's definitely 100% gay. I don't know any straight man that went to hair school.
He did it to, I think it was part of like probation or something.
My nigga, come.
He went to jail.
Dog, don't give me the PR backstory right now. Don't give me the shit
they tried to spin.
Yeah, don't give me the fucking PR. Oh, he's got the record now. We just need to add a story. My nigga, I've been on probation before.
Okay.
Hair school.
You didn't go to hair school.
Hair school's not an option.
No?
On probation. And we have this conversation with all due respect to
McConan.
McConan.
Cool artist.
Because you have to say all due respect when you're disrespecting somebody.
Yeah. Which means you gave them.
But
no
why?
Respect.
Why do you think it's over for him?
There's been no follow up.
No, that's not true. I have to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Yeah, he has the song. I don't sell my lane.
Yeah,
no
but that was
more.
A hit before a regional hit in Atlanta before Tuesday, and it still has not really picked up. It's not getting radio play, as far as I'm concerned or aware of. I don't think there's really any spins in BDS, and it's been how long and we still know. Although he did get nominated for a Grammy, but that doesn't mean much. Yeah. I mean, it does mean much. I'm not taking that away, God forbid, but I'm just saying, like, you know, that was your one hit. So cool. But what's next? What do you got?
So because he hasn't shown you what's next yet,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean he doesn't have a what's next.
He could come back or he might not. He might really have hit the one hit. He might just do little things. But for right now, it's looking like it might be over for I Love McConan.
I think you guys asked, sorry, Joe, but for McConan, for, I don't really get McConan. I feel like he's a dude who's meant to be someone who in the studio comes up with melodies and helps other people do shit.
I agree.
I just don't think his voice or brand or look or any of it has, like, resonates that much. But everything Drake touches is fucking scorching, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that his story is so fucking strange. It's like, what do we do with it kind of thing.
I think that record was doing whatever it was doing for quite some time, which wasn't very much.
Mm-hmm.
But regionally.
Yeah.
Regionally.
Right.
And Drake got on it, and just like anything that Drake gets on,
turned it to gold.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
So my question, is McConan signed to Drake?
He did sign him to OVO Sound in August.
Does that mean anything to us?
It means he has an existing record deal. Does not mean that an album will materialize if it's not wanted by the masses. And I agree with Rosenberg. I think he's a studio guy. I think that he is going to be a lot better writing songs and possibly doing hooks and things of that nature.
Yeah, it might be over for McConan.
Mm-hmm.
Because if McConan is going to make it, then I'm going to champion for fucking Fred the Godson to make it too.
Shout out to Fred the Godson.
Because Fred the Godson is another guy that I believe is a talented guy. I don't know who they're laughing at. What's happening right now?
I'm laughing because you can't go, whatever you just said, then you had shout out to Fred the Godson. Whatever that was, this was classic Marissa not making sense.
If I believe that Fred the Godson is a very talented and capable MC,
mm-hmm.
who the industry may feel does not have the look required to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So if McConan is going to make it, hair school dude.
Mr. Hair School.
Because he looks like pure shit.
It's not even just looks.
No, no,
he
no.
just is.
Yeah, like, he's pretty
he's
shitty.
Weird.
He's pretty shitty.
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, he's bad. He's bad. I'm going out on a limb here.
Yeah. So it might be over for I Love McConan.
I was going to go more Geno Smith.
I
You have he, no wait, idea hold on, hold who on. Geno Smith is.
Jets.
Look at you.
You're about to knock the mic over because I got so excited.
Not that it might be over for Geno Smith as a person and as a player. He's only in his second year.
Cannot chime in at all on this.
But it may be over for Geno Smith as a starter. Now, unless they're gonna really, well, they've already shown that they're gonna give whoever the quarterback will be next season, the weapons needed to win. They brought in Marshall. Decker is great as a number two. I love Curly as a number three. But I don't know. I think the Jets, and Corey disagrees with me here, but I do think that if Marcus Mariota is on that board at number six, and he's the quarterback for Oregon.
Okay.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Who the Eagles are said to really like, and I'm forced to believe it because the Eagles have nine Oregon Duck players on the active roster. If he's there, I think the Jets take him. I think.
Sorry, Joe, do you think it's more over for Geno than it is for your man in Philadelphia? Because they just re-signed Sanchez, which tells you they're going to keep him as a backup, and you have to think they're going to try to make a play for Mariota or someone else.
You guys are speaking fucking French right now.
I don't think it's over for Sanchez.
No, not Sanchez, for Foles.
I don't think it's over for Foles at all. They're talking about, well, I see people talking about Philly offering New York Foles and a bunch of picks for the sixth pick. Do you take that deal, Pete?
I hate to admit this as a Redskins fan, but I think Foles, I don't think he's great. It depends what you want to do at quarterback. If you like the other pieces they have in place here, I don't think that's a terrible trade. I mean, he's definitely an upgrade from Geno, and I like Geno, nice guy, but he's definitely an upgrade from Geno.
I saw Mike Greenberg from Mike and Mike in the Morning saying that he would do that in a heartbeat, which I, well, he's a diehard Jet fan and he's very optimistic about his Jets the same way I am with my Knicks. I would never do that because I think that Marcus Mariota has a chance to be better than both Nick Foles and Geno Smith.
Agreed. Agreed fully.
So the Jets took D. Milliner last 2 years ago. He was injured all of last year. If the Jets bring in Cromartie or and Revis, they need one of the two, then their secondary will be great. The defense under Todd Bowles will be amazing.
Redskin Todd Bowles.
As you say that, with
Super
your,
Bowl with your winning Redskins Todd Bowles.
The defense will be great there. You're beefing up the offense. The Jets can go to contenders really fast, and I don't think any of this bodes well for Geno Smith. And I say this only because there's a new regime, there's a new brass. Geno is not their guy, and we know how people feel about having a quarterback that is not their guy.
Another sports question for you that I would love your opinion on. Stephen A. Smith implying that Chip Kelly is racist. Did you see that?
Did he imply that? He didn't imply that. That's not what he implied.
I disagree with that.
You do? He spent 2 minutes talking about how there's an issue with Chip Kelly and the culture and his lack of understanding of culture on the team, and he kept Riley Cooper and has gotten rid of... Kept using, by the way, I hate when people use the word brothers instead of black people. Just use the word black. The word brothers offends me more than anything else. But anyways... you didn't take it that way?
He also went on a rant on his Serious Mad Dog radio show about how that's not what he said, nor is that what he implied. And he also went on First Take this morning and reiterated that I don't think that's what Marissa, if you're just gonna laugh and not contribute anything to this conversation, I need to turn your mic off. But I don't think that's what he was implying. I'm taking his words for exactly what they were. And he said he is extremely uncomfortable with the fact that they let go of so much productivity and kept a marginal, at best, receiver, granted his off-the-field issues. It just so happens that his off-the-field issues were calling a guy nigger repeatedly in the midst of a drunk rant at a concert.
Yeah, but in all fairness, I mean, it was a country concert. You know, he was having fun. Just kidding. Anyway, but here's my point. Two things. One, I would say, and I despise Riley Cooper, obviously. Cooper is, I think he's slightly more, I think you downgrade him a little bit. I think he's a little bit better than you gave him credit for. He is. He's a little better than that. He's not, you said marginal?
He's marginal.
I think he's a little better than marginal. I mean...
Is he bad?
Yeah, you're right. He's not quite a two. I guess that's marginal.
That's okay, marginal.
But here's the thing. Okay, so if any of those things are true, my point is this could all be right. And I'm not saying Stephen A. Smith is wrong. But my point is don't tap dance now. You implied it's a racial situation.
No,
he doubles back on his words more than Peter Rosenberg.
Nah, I'm not rolling. I'm not rolling that he implied that any of this had a racial...
How can you say that? He said, brothers, 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 culture, culture, culture. Oh, it's not about race? Fuck out of here.
Nah, I can say brothers, 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 culture, 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 and it not be about...
So what's it about then? Then why wouldn't you just say he makes weird personnel decisions?
Why? Because these are weird personnel decisions.
Then say they're weird personnel decisions.
He said that, and he also said he's uncomfortable by the decisions being made because you let go of DeSean Jackson. Yep. That's over 1,300 receiving yards. You let go of LeSean McCoy, which this past season he had over 1,000 rushing yards.
He had a down season, but he's not by no means done. He's
exactly. And you let Jeremy Maclin, who had over 1,300 yards, go, and you decide to keep a marginal player. Let's forget about it being Riley Cooper. Let's forget about the fact that he's white.
And that he said the N-word.
We can forget about that, too.
Okay.
The personnel decisions being made.
I think they're ridiculous. You got rid of Trent Cole. He got rid of the entire core.
Trent Cole left.
The whole core of the team is. If I was an Eagles fan, I would hate my team. Here's my question. If you're going to mention culture and the word brothers and these words over and over again, my man, don't the next day say, I'm not saying it's about race. Just say, yeah, I've heard some shit.
I think dude might be racist, but he can't say that at ESPN, and I understand that, and I think that's why he has to back out of it. But Joe, you can't tell me you don't think that was about race somewhat. What else? Why would he say it then? Just say, I don't trust Chip Kelly's personnel decisions.
I take words very literally, so I would never say that. And when he says, I don't know why these decisions are being made, that's how I take it. Because none of us know why these decisions are being made.
You're ignoring the other part that he said when he said the issues of culture and a lot of brothers on the street feel. You're ignoring that he said those words. You think that just happened to be coincidental that
well,
he said
well,
that?
A lot of people on the street do feel that way. I still don't think that that's Stephen A. implying that these are racially motivated moves being made.
You should.
I don't like the smear campaign that certain organizations go on. Like, I don't like what they did to DeSean Jackson last season when they all of a sudden that he was a gang member, he was beating people up, he was killing people. Anything that they could find bad about DeSean Jackson, they put out in the media to kind of justify them letting him go.
Agreed with you.
Same thing with Dez Bryant now. I mean, I get it for contract leverage negotiations. I understand it. But now Dez Bryant is in a parking lot of Walgreens in 2011, had an incident, cops came, nothing. Like, I don't really.
There's a tape that no one's seen.
Yeah. I don't like any of that. But Philly contributes to that. And I mean, if I'm going to speak on my own here. This guy got a fucking slap in the wrist when he went on his fucking nigger tire.
I couldn't agree with you more about that.
So, I mean...
I don't think Stephen A. is wrong. I just don't think he has to back off of it.
Well, let's pretend that he is saying that. He works for Disney.
Yeah, I know, and you can't say shit. He just needs to learn that you can't do it. If you just can't, there's like... You can't walk into ESPN. I do a podcast for them. I don't say crazy shit on the podcast. You just can't do it.
Yeah, so if he wants to tiptoe around that subject matter, then I won't chastise him for it.
I guess you're right. He probably just should have tiptoed one notch lighter so you could read it, but not everyone took to it.
Yeah, I won't do that.
The Eagles are a fucking mess, and I love it. Love it.
Are the Redskins any better?
No.
I hate to turn this into a sports podcast. Monty's just over here sending fucking texts on her phone. She has no idea what's happening here.
I'm actually playing
But the Redskins,
I mean, we're a mess. I just want the Eagles to also be a mess.
Real quick. Hey, how much time have we been going here?
Too much.
Oh, we're like an hour. Shit.
All right, so really quickly, because we're at an hour. Who's your quarterback next season?
Robert. Announced Jay Gruden said they're going into the season with RG3 as starter.
Yeah, but they have to say that because he's owed a bunch of money.
No, this is the last year. They could dead it right now if they want to. I mean, they're not going to get rid of him.
No, if they dead it right now, he would still be owed money against the cap.
Yes, but it's not that much.
It is that much.
Not that much. It's his rookie deal. It's not that much money.
It's still that much.
And, the bottom line is, the reason they did that is Snyder forced him to. I mean, Snyder loves RG3 and he doesn't want to give up on him.
How do you feel about RG3 going into next season being your starting quarterback?
I'm completely biased. I love RG3.
He might be my next week, so it might be over for him.
No! 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 No!
Sound like
yeah, one wrong tweak of his fucking knee or and ankle, shin, meniscus. If anything goes wrong with RG3 next season.
Sorry, Corey's just in here talking shit. I mean, listen, he had one year, yes, but you cannot downplay. It wasn't just a year. It was the greatest rookie quarterback season of all time.
If we
you
could
can't
do,
just write it off.
If we could do that draft over again, is RG3 the second pick?
No, of course not. I'm not delusional.
Is he the second quarterback taken?
No.
Okay, so you're not that delusional.
He's the fourth quarterback chosen.
Yeah.
But if somehow he was able to stay healthy. Potential-wise, with what his arm can do and how accurate he can be and how good a guy he is, like quality person he is. See, I blame the downfall of RG3 on our franchise being just fucking completely shit. Because there's no reason that Colin Kaepernick started out the world's biggest dickhead and he's improved as a human being. And RG3, who's a fucking great guy, has an image in the toilet. To me, that speaks to a team that mismanages talent top to bottom.
Oh, I know about that all too well, as fucking Dolan does with the Knicks.
It ruins people in ways that you can't even understand how they get ruined.
Yeah.
Okay. So right, anyway,
well, we can't.
Marissa,
look at Monty.
Marissa, get ready. I just want to prepare you right now for the tweets that roll in that say, "Make this a sports podcast."
Oh, I already in my head already saw it.
They don't even need Marissa. Let's just fucking talk sports.
Yo, if this were a sports podcast, my nigga, oh man, this would. Then we really wouldn't need Marissa.
I want to do that though. I want us to do a separate one at some point.
How about pay me for the first one?
Oh,
we're going to make some money.
Shut How many it. Times does he think I'm going to come trotting into fucking Midtown Manhattan pro bono here?
I hope a few more.
Shout out to all the really cool girls that have been really cool on Twitter about this
See,
podcast.
And that's why people are campaigning for you to leave this podcast.
I wanted to shout them out because they probably didn't enjoy that sports segment either. So I just wanted to remind you guys that we still have you in mind.
First of all.
What?
Women who have men should appreciate sports talk.
I have a man. I have. Yeah, I'm lying.
You don't have a man. You don't know how it feels to be totally ignored every fucking Sunday.
I don't, because even my ex hated football. I mean, hated all sports.
Exactly. So you've never even dated a real man.
He's a real man.
If he didn't like football, I'm not really rolling with
that. He just
liked
baseball because he's Dominican.
Listen, all women who are out to meet a great man should appreciate sports talk in a small sample size that me and Peter just gave it out.
It was pretty large.
It wasn't large.
Well, it was large to me.
That's what she said. All right, I'll name this podcast later. Pete is back to talking to Corey, not paying this podcast any attention at all. He just interrupted so we can talk about sports and totally dismissed the ideas of my co-host, Marissa Mendez. He's doing a great job here producing. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Sorry, the sports conversation continues. Don't be jealous that you're stuck in there talking to Marissa and we're still talking sports.
Oh, is that what you guys are talking about? Oh, I thought you were talking about ways this podcast make money.
Stupid, me,
a manager and a producer. I thought a money conversation would be taking place. Boy, the nerve of me. Anyway, this is Joe Budden signing off. Marissa Mendez, want to say goodbye?
Peace, motherfuckers.
All right. Don't, see, that's why they want you out of here. I'll name this podcast later, episode 4. I'll holla.